From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Greece is awaiting a decision on its financial future. Eurozone finance ministers met Saturday to review Greece's latest economic reform plans aimed at getting another badly needed bailout from the European Union with no guarantee that the union officials will accept the deal. The Greek parliament approved the Athens government's new proposals early Saturday. They met in a session that stretched well past midnight Friday after hearing a personal appeal from Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. He told parliament he hopes Greece is at the end of a difficult battle. He compared the last several months of tough negotiations with the EU as a war in which his government has been fighting for the rights of the Greek people. The new Greek proposals include more pension cuts and tax hikes, demands that the EU ministers have been making of Greece and which voters rejected in last Sunday's referendum. Tens of thousands of people gathered at a cemetery near the Bosnian city of Srebrenica Saturday to mark the 20th anniversary of the worst mass atrocity in Europe since World War II. The ceremony took place ahead of the burial of 136 newly identified victims, alongside more than 6,000 victims already buried at the Potokari Memorial Cemetery just outside the town. Two international courts have called the Bosnian Serb slaughter of 8,000 Muslim men and boys genocide. Many Serbs dispute the term. On July 11, 1995, Bosnian-Serbian troops overran the UN enclave of Srebrenica, protected by Dutch troops, and went on a killing spree. Serbs dumped the bodies of the victims in mass graves around Srebrenica. This is VOA News. At least 14 people have been killed, 74 injured, in a suicide bomb attack at a crowded market in Chad's capital of N'Djamena Saturday. The incident came hours after at least 10 villagers were murdered in northeast Nigeria when a large commando of Boko Haram Islamic extremists attacked their settlement and took over a major highway in the region. No group has claimed responsibility for the Chad attack, but authorities blame the Nigeria-based militants for a series of bombings and shootings in the Central African country in recent weeks. Police say the bomber attempted to enter the market and then detonated his bomb when military police tried to stop him. The Prime Minister of Egypt, Ibrahim Meleb, says on Saturday that Egypt is at war and urged the world to unite against terrorism after a car bomb attack claimed by Islamic State killed one person at the Italian consulate in Cairo. The time has come for the world to unite in facing terrorism, which now threatens the entire world. The politician was quoted in an Egyptian newspaper as telling reporters. Pope Francis is wrapping up a week-long tour of Latin America with a visit to one of the poorest neighborhoods in Paraguay's capital, Asunción. The pontiff's second trip to the continent since his election to the papacy in 2013 included stops in Ecuador and Bolivia, countries ridden by poverty and crime. Zlata Chahok has more.
He arrived in Paraguay on Friday from Bolivia, where he addressed inmates in a notorious prison. 2 years ago, 36 people were killed in the Palmasola facility during a clash between rival gangs. Pope Francis has ventured into places where few popes went before him, seeking support for the most needy and neglected populations. On arrival to Ecuador a week ago, he reiterated that message.
Nosotros podemos encontrar en el Evangelio.
We can find in the gospel the keys that will allow us to face the current challenges, valuing differences, promoting dialogue, and participation without excluding anyone.
The pontiff returns to the Vatican late Sunday. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
The United Nations says the international community is pledging more financial help than three West African nations sought as they recover from the Ebola epidemic that killed more than 11,000 people and devastated their economies. The UN says the more than $5 billion the presidents of Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone were promised at the International Ebola Recovery Conference in New York is nearly double their initial request. I'm Ira Melman. Reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.